Amen. You know, the Word says that He's coming back again, so we want to make sure that you take this time through the message to make sure that you're right with the Lord, because He is coming back and He's going to take us home to eternal happiness. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray. Let's pray. Father, we thank You and praise You that once again You woke us up, and here we are, ready, willing, and able to be Your servant, Lord, to ask You to use us as You see fit. Father, we pray for Reverend Sam today as he gives the word. Father, would You please use him in a powerful way. Speak through him. He's got a word from You, Lord, and he wants to give it to us. I pray that our ears would be open, that our hearts would be open, that we would be ready to receive this word from You. And Father, once again, we do ask that if there's someone here who doesn't know You, Lord, draw them close to You today, that they would surrender their life, confess their sin before You, and ask You to be their Lord and Savior. Eternal salvation, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank You for all the food that You've provided. Thank You, Lord, for all the clothes that have come in. Bless each one who has given so freely. And we ask all this in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. All right, this is Reverend Sam, and he's going to give the word today. So let's be nice and quiet and respectful and hear a word from the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank You. I thank and praise God for each and every one of you that are here today. And I thank and praise and I give honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to my Heavenly Father. And I thank God for each and every one. And I give an honor to Pastor Steve and Pastor Judy today, and to Jesus Said Ministries, and to all of those that are assisting the ministry, all of those that are in the food distribution and in the clothes distribution, all of those that are helping and assisting this ministry. I thank and praise God for you. We thank and praise God for this wonderful Methodist church who have opened their doors and their hearts to us. And I thank and praise God for that this morning. And this morning I have a message that's kind of challenging. God has been dealing with my heart with some things and the conditions of this country and the circumstances that it seems that we're facing and have faced for a lot of years. And unless America starts to turn from the direction that it's in and make a great turn, we're in for some difficult situations where, because of a lot of the agendas that has taken place. And today I'm going to talk about one of the agendas that's going on, and that's the gay agenda that America is pushing. And before I go there, I'm going to say that this, I'm going to state this, make this disclaimer, that the comments of this sermon does not reflect the views of this Methodist Church and Jesus Said Ministries. That's a disclaimer, because I may say some things that go out over the Broadway that I don't want the church and Jesus Said Ministries to be confronted with. We are in a time when this country has actually passed laws that are against God, and we are allowing things to go forth that are abominations to God. You know, abortions, when we got 4,000 abortions a day in the abortion mills in this country. And now this country is getting to the point where we, Planned Parenthood, through the system here in America, has now set up offices in China and using taxpayers' money to do so. We now have some Planned Parenthood locations in Africa. And so we're not only are we perpetrating that abortion agenda here in the United States, but we're pushing it into other countries. And this is an abomination to God. And we have went to the point here in America that we're starting to even sell baby parts. I don't know if any of y'all have seen that on the news media. And even though our country has federal laws against that, Planned Parenthood has been able to get away with that. So let's pray, and then I'll go the rest of the route. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. Thank you for each and every person that's here. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you allow the Holy Spirit to stand up in me and allow Reverend Sam to sit down. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you place me behind the cross. Forgive me for anything that's not like you. Anoint these lips of clay that it may bring forth your word, and that I may not say one word too much or one word too little. In the name of Jesus, and we give you thanks and we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, looking at the circumstances and realizing that we need to just get closer to God. And if it's not the nation that's going to get closer to God, because America is moving in a lot of different directions. And I'm not talking about who's in the White House. I'm just talking about a lot of the laws that have been passed in this nation, because these the laws that I'm talking about took place before this presidential election. So it has nothing to do with what's going on with the election, but it's what's going on with the agenda. And so many people in this in United States is supporting agendas that are abominations to God. And I'm talking about from the state house. We have 50 states with governors and senators and state legislators that are in agreement with Planned Parenthood, that are in agreement with the Gay Marriage Act that was passed June 16, 2015. Now, I'm going to go into some scripture that supports what I'm saying. And I believe, and I'm hoping I'm wrong, but I believe that we have gotten to the point, and I'm not going to be before you long, that we have gotten to the point that we have caused God's judgment to come upon America. And when you look at America, now, Akron, Ohio, this is home for me, but I do travel to other cities and stuff, and me and Evangelist Cloyd, we travel to other cities also together. And when you go to a lot of these other cities, you see a lot of the economic plight that's in America. This country is suffering some economic conditions that are not being discussed over the news media. You know, like in Detroit, when you have 785 buildings that are empty, 19,000 people that are homeless in downtown Detroit living in homeless shelters, 13,000 people living in empty buildings in Detroit, with a 41% of the people living below poverty level. And you have a 29% unemployment rate in Detroit. Now, that's just one major city. But when you look at Chicago, pretty much facing some of the same types of conditions. And in Detroit, they have their street lights. Half the street lights in Detroit are out. And that means that police officers that are responding to calls in dangerous areas are responding in the dark. Now, you know, none of us would want to be in that type of situation, I'm sure. And this nation needs prayer, and it needs to seek God, because we have failed from where we were economically, politically, socially, and financially. And many of the cities are like this. St. Louis, Missouri has 20 vacant, abandoned school buildings. They're not talking about this on the news. 20 buildings, school buildings vacant. That's a lot of children that are not getting education. And when you look at the statistics in Chicago this past year, 2016, you had 4,333 shootings. And out of those shootings, you had 762 people that lost their life due to homicide. You know, we need God in America more than we ever have. Even though a lot of people in this nation believes that we don't, but we need God more than ever. And my text today is about the two blind men in the book of Matthews, and that's where I was set up to go. Some of all this political stuff that's coming out of my mouth is just what God has had on my heart and in the conditions of this country and the circumstances in this country. And the fact that when you look at all of these problems that's going on in this nation, you know that we have a problem with prayer. God is looking at the church in America because he knows that sinners are going to be sinners. He knows that they're not going to be praying. But the church is supposed to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. And the church is not projecting itself. Everybody's out of the closet but the church. We're getting to the point where when you're on the job, they allow Muslims to pray to their God. And they take time out to pray to their God. But when you look at our circumstances as Christians, they don't want us to even mention Jesus in the workplace and in the town square now. And in John 14:6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And you know, when Jesus made that statement, he was covering a lot of ground because he was talking about he's the way. You know, he'll make a way out of no way in our life. You know, this country needs a way out of no way. You know, he's the truth. You know, he's the word of God. He's the truth. He's the living word. And we have a lot of times, we have now many ministers that won't stand flat-footed in the pulpit and preach the gospel. When you look at a lot of the TV ministries, it's more motivational speaking now rather than preaching a hellfire message that you must be born again, you know, and that you must live holy, you know. They're not preaching that in America like it used to be a long time ago. I can remember as a child, you know, when they weren't even selling alcohol and stuff on Sundays, and they didn't even have all that gambling going on that we have in this country now, and a whole bunch of things that we have going on now that's against God. My grandparents and your grandparents would be shocked to see that this country has passed laws that are promoting a gay agenda. Our grandparents would be shocked to see the circumstances in this country of how abortions is going on like they are. You know, our grandparents and great-grandparents didn't believe in killing children and killing babies just because it's an inconvenience, you know. And this is what's happening in America. And it's being legalized by this nation. This nation is in agreement with abominations that God has set forth, don't do. Thou shalt not kill, period. End of story. There's no conjunction added to that. Thou shalt not kill. And, you know, we've gotten away from the Ten Commandments, and I'm sure some of y'all have seen that on the news media where the Ten Commandments was in some of the courthouse lawns, and we had people protesting in this nation about separation of God and state, and wanted those removed. But we got to go back to the old landmarks. We got to go back to this word, to this Bible. We got to go back to the foundations that we've left. The foundations is what made this nation a great nation and made it one of the greatest nation on earth. There has never been a country like America where many people are able to have something and achieve something and receive that dream. There's never been a nation like this before. And because we are spreading the gospel more than any other nation, I believe God has given us a leeway. And some of the things that we are doing, we have simply gotten away with. Because Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed for the things that America is doing. And when you look in the book of Genesis and you look at where Sodom and Gomorrah was, you know, and Lot's wife, and when God told Lot and his wife and children to leave Sodom and Gomorrah, when she looked back at Sodom and Gomorrah and God had told her not to, she was turned into a pillar of salt. That's how much God hates sin. He hated sin, so he didn't even want them to look back at that influence. And I'm looking at some of these circumstances today in America, and God took me to a verse. I was sharing this with Pastor Steve the other day, and it was really working with me. It's on in the book of Deuteronomy, the 22nd chapter, verse 5, and it reads as such. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth to a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are abomination unto thy God. Now, when you look at that verse and you examine that verse in depth and you understand that God is saying this to us, then he's saying he doesn't even want you to have the appearance of the opposite sex. He's definitely saying that that's an abomination for you to even have the appearance, for you to even appear to look like the opposite sex. Now, he's not even discussing in that particular verse marriage. He's not even discussing in that particular verse of the act or anything. He's saying, don't even put on the clothing that makes you look like the opposite sex, because that's an abomination to me. Now, you don't have that going over the pulpit too much. I don't know how many of y'all have ever heard that verse before. Have you heard that verse preached across the pulpits? You know, that's not a motivational speaking there. That's, we got to get it straightened out, you know. And we look in the book of Leviticus, the 20th chapter, verse 13. And I'm not going to be before you long. I'm going to try to rush this up. I got a lot of stuff here that God has given me, but I'm going to shorten it up. In the verse of in the book of Leviticus, chapter 20, verse 13. If a man also lie with a mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Other words, that sin will be upon them. But in the Old Testament, God has not changed his mind. It's just as in the New Testament, Jesus Christ came and he stood in for our salvation and for our sins. But in the Old Testament, our Heavenly Father said that those type of activities deserve death. In other words, those type of activities should never be ratified by a nation. And this is what's happening in America. We're ratifying that type of activity. We're promoting that activity. In the California school district now, they're starting to teach that to children. Now, children belong to God, because the Bible lets us know 12 years old and younger, when you pass, you go back to him. You belong to God. So we're teaching children things that are abominations to God, and we feel like America is not going to be charged with these issues. But yes, it is. Now, I know y'all probably saying to yourself, that's the Old Testament he reading out of, and we ain't under that right now. Well, let's go to the New Testament and see what the New Testament has to say about this issue. I'm trying to wrap this up. But on Romans chapter 1, verses 24 and 20 through 27, it said, and it reads as such, and the Word of God declares, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Verse 25, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Verse 26, for this cause God gave them up vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which was against nature. Now, this is the New Testament speaking. Amen. Verse 27. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. And even as they did like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do these things which are not convenient. Now, I have more of that, but I'm going to stop right there. What God turned them over to a reprobate mind. You know, God said, okay, at this point, you're not mentally, emotionally have a desire to serve me. You have a desire to serve Satan. So I'm going to turn you over to that reprobate mind. Now, I believe that once America passed the Gay Rights Act, June 16, 2015, I believe that was part of the turning over of this nation. Now, and if that's so, and if that's so, then each and every one of us better decide to get a closer walk with God. Because the judgment that's on, and judgment is on this nation for all those abortions, 4,000 abortions a day, you know, the blood is on this nation's hands. And we sooner or later got to pay the price. Sodom and Gomorrah paid the price. And many other nations have paid the price over the years for that. And we're sooner or later going to pay the price. And what I would say to each and every one of you while closing is that we have to make a decision where we're going to stand with God. And what side of the issues we are going to be on. And as Christians, we're going to have to get a closer walk with God. We're going to have to spend more time in prayer. We're going to have to seek His face for ourselves and for our families and for our loved ones. And if not, then we are going to be a statistic in that judgment. And I'm saying to myself, I know that I need to spend more time in prayer. I know that I need to spend more time fasting. I know I need to spend more time reading my word. I need to cut that TV off and stuff. And it's a matter of choice. We have to make that choice. And you know, and I'm not here to bash anyone or to try to change the world, but we got so many motivational speakers in the pulpit these days that are running from telling the truth. Many of them don't want to speak or preach on the book of Revelation because that book of Revelation tells does not have, it has a happy ending that we all that are serving the Lord will be with the Lord. But at the results of some of the things that are going to take place before that happens, it's not going to be that pleasant. And when you look at the book of Revelation and you see that, you know, all those the wars that are going to take place there and the circumstances going to take place there. And I meant to look up this verse, but I didn't. How at one point people are going to want to die and can't commit suicide because God's going to make sure they stay here and reap what you sow will be coming at that level. So, you know, all we have to do is understand that we got a Lord and Savior that loves each and every one of us. And we need to seek his face individually. Amen. Because, you know, I don't know if we can turn this country around or not. We're going to see, but I'm going to tell you this. It's not the president by himself that's going to turn this around. You know, it's no matter who gets elected, because he wasn't the one that passed those laws. It was the people of this nation that passed those laws. And President Obama was pushing that agenda, you know, which was really bad. In one hand, when you look back, because you don't really get a chance to examine things until after it's over and you look back. But when you look at it, he saved the banks and he saved the car industry and he saved a lot of jobs and he saved the nation economically. But then he pushed the gay agenda, which was a spiritual abomination to God, which is going to cause us more problems than even that economic plight that we had. Now, when you look at it now, the president we have, he's probably going to help us a lot economically, but we better pray that something spiritually goes in the right direction. Amen. Because if not, and I talked to Evangelist Cloyd about this some. And in closing, you know, we're the only nation that's ever dropped an atomic bomb on someone. You know, reap what you sow got to come home sooner or later. You know, we sell more. We talk about guns and stuff like that, but we sell more arms and guns and weapons than any other nation on earth. You know, and so when you look at the things that we perpetrate in this nation, we have to understand as Christians and as citizens of this nation that we got to start seeking God for recompense. Because I don't want to be a part of the reap what you sow. I don't want to see atomic bombs coming to American shore. But if we don't turn from our ways, we're going to reap what we sow. And that's not going to be a happy day for any of us. And it doesn't matter what your agenda is or what you believe in as far as politically or who you are for. Because if we're not turning ourselves spiritually from the direction that we have been going in, we're going down the wrong road. And I'd just like to say to each and every one of you today that I hope that all of us search our own hearts and our own minds and our own relationship with Jesus Christ and see if we can't get a closer walk with our Lord and Savior. I'm going to close right there. I'm going to say a short prayer and then we're going to be dismissed. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this glorious day. We thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you bless each and every one of us to search our hearts and souls, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for this ministry, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the souls that you've brought through this great ministry, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the honor and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. You're dismissed.